Hey, 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 thanks everyone for joining in to our TSF Christmas podcast here for our staff. Just a friendly reminder that if you're looking for details on our all staff, you can go to our website at thesolomonfoundation.org/Christmas 2023. So check that out if you're looking for details, but we're looking forward to seeing everyone in December 11th through 13th. But more importantly, I've got an awesome guest here in my studio here. Katie White, the man.
The woman, that's fine.
The woman, the myth, the legend, our fearless leader of investments. How are you today, Katie?
I am doing well. It is warm in your office.
It is. I have like this little private heater here,
It's amazing. If you need to cool off, you can go to the conference room. The conference room is like walking into a walk-in refrigerator.
Oh, good to know.
It is cold in there.
Good to know. Well, thanks for joining me. Even though you had to, so.
I mean, the things that we do by choice.
Exactly. But a little known fact, I don't know if many people know that you actually majored in, got your degree in podcasting, right?
Radio broadcasting.
Mm-hmm. So this is the perfect fit.
This is so much better. Don't point a camera at me. It goes very badly, but this I can do.
Yes, you are natural. And you do have a great voice, so that helps too.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I sent you a few questions. Did you get those okay?
I did.
Right on. Well, let's just kind of go through those because I'd love to learn about just what you guys have done this year, kind of where you're going next year for your team. So, yeah, maybe give me a few highlights of what's been going on in the investment team here in 2023.
So I'll start chronologically. So our first big thing was as of January 1st, we became our own non-bank trustee for retirement accounts, which means we were able to fire Gold Star. And now we manage all of our own IRAs. That has been quite an undertaking, but really good. So it's been a great feedback from like 99% of our clients are really happy because instead of having funds have to go in and out through Gold Star and have everything delayed and have their rules that we have to go by, we're skipping that middleman now. And it's just we're working directly with the client on all of that.
Yeah, that's crazy that that happened this year.
I know, it feels like it's been so much longer.
Yeah.
We had a lot of lead up work last year, but January 1st was when we really took it on.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And then so for those that maybe don't know exactly what Gold Star's main role was, can you just kind of clarify like what was their main role and then what did that do for us? What are we taking on now because of that?
So Gold Star was the trustee that all of the retirement funds would go in and out of. So if we got a new IRA in, it would go to Gold Star first. They would do all of the reporting and recording for the IRS and then send the funds to us and vice versa. If there was a disbursement from a retirement account or from an IRA specifically, we'd send those funds to Gold Star. They would do the reporting and recording for the IRS and then send the funds on to the client or whoever the recipient was. Nice. And that would cause a lot of delays. And there were some rules about timeliness and days that we had to follow with Gold Star that we no longer do.
Well, it seems like your team really stepped up kind of in that season. I saw, obviously you just got busier, but it seems like everyone handled it pretty well. Would you agree?
I think so. There's definitely been a learning curve to kind of figure out some of the parts that we didn't do with the reporting and the notifications that are required to go to the clients. But Michelle has really stepped up and done an amazing job taking all of that on. And the rest of the team, as they've had to learn some of those changes, has done a great job and imparting all of those changes to our clients.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad I made the highlight list because if things would have gone worse, it would have been on a different list, but.
Do not speak of these things.
So I'm glad that's one of your highlights, but yeah, tell me more. What are some other highlights from this year?
I think the next thing is probably our Kingdom Builder project.
Oh, yeah.
To bring in all of these extra funds that we need to help churches grow and expand. That's definitely been a big undertaking as well, a kind of a learning curve. I spent so many years kind of refining all of the rules and everything. Then this kind of came in as a curveball and was like, okay, so now we're going to think a little bit more outside the box.
Yeah.
And that's always a challenge for me, but it's really been fun to kind of think about how this can work.
Yeah. That's something that I've learned from like working with you is like, I got this great idea, or this one was obviously Doug's idea, the Kingdom Builder. And then I'm like, oh, we'll just like put a couple graphics on there, put some text on it, and just make it all happen. But yeah, there's so much work that goes on the backside of it.
There's so much work that goes onto the backside of it with forms, with a DDI, with making sure that we're following the legal rules set forth in our offering circular, that we're covering all of the bases with our auditors and things like that. And not everybody sees that side of it. Like, we want to make sure that we have everything documented correctly and that any adjustments are documented and recorded and entered. And DDI will do some things in an automated way and some things we have to do manually. And so working through all of those things has been a challenge. It's been a unique challenge because we spent so long kind of dialing it in to work a certain way.
Yeah.
And now we've got this project to have it go not that way. But I am so used to working in those rules that to kind of have to do an about face and think about it more creatively has actually been a lot of fun.
Have you guys ever had to do something like that? It did happen quick, but not too quick. I thought it happened, you know, fairly fast, but has there been anything like this in the last 12 years where you've had to kind of pivot that fast and create this new offering with new terms, new conditions, you know, kind of go that quick? Or is this kind of the first?
Not to this extent. There have been a few one-off things in the past where we've negotiated certain products or terms with a specific client, but not anything quite this broad-based. The non-bank trustee with IRAs is probably the closest thing because it did change how we work with IRAs. It didn't necessarily change the offering. We still had the same terms and rates and things like that. But the way we would work with those without having to factor Gold Star into the equation did change how we do things internally.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you guys have been using HubSpot as well. Sorry, kind of a side tangent. Has that helped the process? Has it made it smoother? Help kind of create some reporting, I know, a little bit, but
HubSpot's been great. It was definitely, I was very skeptical when we went in because some of our past CRM systems did not work as well as what I would have wanted them to.
Agreed.
but I think that it's gone really well. It's a lot more user-friendly than what I've experienced in the past, and being able to work with, what was his name? Dan?
Uncle Brian.
Brian, there we go.
Uncle Brian.
being able to work with Brian in the beginning to figure out what the limitations were, and I shouldn't even try to do this because it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Versus like, okay, well, it does do this. Have you thought about using this feature? Really helped kind of get me onto the right path. And then I've got a ton of ideas on how to continue using it. It's just the time and training to get it rolled out.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Thanks for indulging me on that little tangent there. But yeah, Brian helped out a lot with that. Would you say kind of the Kingdom Builder has been successful with the team? Seems like it's been received well, bringing in deposits.
I think so. And, you know, we did a soft launch with the Kingdom Builder, and I think that was really good too, because it was to a limited audience, which kind of helped everybody figure out the path forward with it and what worked, what didn't work, getting forms kind of in the right place, how to do it in DDI before we really rolled it out to everybody, so that we kind of had a clear way prior to it being rolled out. So I think that was really helpful for the team.
Yeah. And just to kind of maybe continue to engrave kind of that path, when people have questions about Kingdom Builder, the best way is to call in? Is it to email you? What do you prefer as people are having questions?
Questions from our team or questions from clients?
For our team specifically.
For our team, I would say call me. Yeah. That's probably my best, email works too, if you can't call while I'm in the office. But I think of conversation usually works a lot better. There's less room for misinterpretation or, you know, if you're like, I don't know that I understand what you mean by this. It's just easier to do over the phone, I think.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. And you're super personable, so that helps too. So.
Thanks.
Yeah. So what else you got on your highlights there list?
I think my third one is just the staff. The investment staff has really grown. I think for the first time ever since I can really remember, I don't feel like we're understaffed. We brought on Sheila, Callie, and Stacy this year.
Yeah.
And so we are the biggest that we've ever been. We also have Grace is our intern.
Yes.
And that's been really great to have her on board to help me out with some of the reporting, especially out of HubSpot. So I feel like for the first time in a very long time, we're sitting in a really good place.
Yeah, it does feel very full in there.
Mm-hmm, it feels very full. And on top of the new hires, you know, Joseph was promoted in August to transaction examiner.
Joseph.
And he has been fantastic. I don't know that I could have asked for a better protege.
Yeah, that's good. You had another most recent last week. Somebody passed their test.
Stacy passed her test.
Stacy passed. What?
Yeah, that's a big thing. So that means she'll be able to do all of the different transactions, all of the different conversations now with the clients.
Yeah, and she passed the first time too, right?
She did.
So yep. You have a bonus. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge.
And then we should have Callie with her series by the end of the year.
Heck
so
yeah.
We'll have the entire team up and running.
That's amazing. Well, cool. You're a great leader. I know your team loves you and respects you. And so you're doing a great job over there. What is maybe something that rest of staff, field team, whoever else is out there that's listening to this right now that doesn't know about investments? Is there anything else going on that's, yeah, coming up? Or
I would say, I mean, obviously the Kingdom Builder is an ongoing project until the end of the year at least. But I think the other thing that everybody should probably know or keep in mind is that it is RMD season. Mm. That is a required minimum distribution from IRAs for anybody who may not know.
Say that 10 times fast.
And the change this year is that in the past with Gold Star, the owner of the IRA was responsible for removing their RMD. And so if they didn't tell us they wanted to pay that out, we didn't pay it out for them. A lot of companies do. We did not. That has changed this year. We had a lot of clients voice that they would much prefer for us to kind of force pay that RMD amount out. Mm. And so when we became our own non-bank trustee, we put that into place that if somebody does not tell us not to pay it out, or if they have not already paid it out yet this year, we will kind of do that as a force pay in December. So we'll be starting those the second week of December right after all staff.
Okay. And remind me the age requirement for that is?
It is 72 now, I believe.
It wasn't like 72 and a half at one point or 70.
It used to be 70 and a half. 70 and a half.
Yeah.
Half a year was really
frustrating.
I knew there
was like a half in there somewhere.
And then the Secure Act changed it to 72. And then I think the Secure 2.0 changed it to 73. So I think it's actually 73 now.
Okay. Is there a date they need to turn that in by, or?
December 31st. So all RMDs have to be out of the IRAs by December 31st. And so if anybody has any questions on that, they should give me a call. If there are any clients that call them with any questions, like, please have them call the office or let me know, let Michelle know, and we can kind of work with them to make sure that we're doing what they want. That if they don't want it paid out, or maybe they've taken their RMD from a different IRA, that we don't pay it out a second time. Otherwise, that will get done mid-December.
Perfect. And I know that marketing and Shay, we have a communication to go out in our email, so it'll be in there as well. But obviously, if you guys out there listening to this, hear of anyone asking questions, have them call Katie or make sure they get that form in by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Is there form on the website?
There is not. Okay. They do need to call us for the appropriate form.
Call in. Perfect. Any other needs to know that's hot and pressing?
I don't think so. I think those are the two main things on our radar at the moment is continuing the Kingdom Builder and making sure we get RMDs out on time.
Sweet. So what does 2024 look like? What's the one-year plan? Is there a plan? Is there a plan yet?
I don't know that I'm good enough to have a plan yet. No, you know, I know I've talked a lot about IRAs and stuff already, but I think this was such a new project for us with the non-bank trustee in 2023. We were learning a lot as we've gone through. We have had a lot of paperwork that we've had to reach out to clients for. And so I think 2024 is just going to be refining that process and making sure that at least internally, we've really got it dialed down so that we can just continue to make it better and better.
Nice. We're doing a great job. I always think of investments as, you know, like the engine that makes everything run. So you guys really are the engine that makes TSF run and what we do. So
thank you.
Appreciate you. I do have a fun random Christmas question for you.
Okay.
I know you're not a big fan of Christmas.
I'm not.
So what is the worst Christmas? What is your least favorite? What is the worst Christmas movie that's out there that you would say?
I'm going to make enemies with this answer.
Okay.
Elf.
Ooh, yes.
To be fair, I don't like Will Ferrell as a comic.
Okay.
So that one just, I can't do it. I wind up leaving the room.
So candy and syrup isn't on your breakfast radar for?
No, not at all.
Like candy corn and syrup, I think is like his...
Something diabetes inducing.
That's awesome. Well, thanks. Anything? Do you have any questions for me? It's okay if you don't. Just want to make sure nothing's left out or.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think you're right down the hall. I find you whenever I need you. And in phase three, we're going to be neighbors.
Perfect. Yes. Phase three is coming up.
Phase three is coming up.
March?
Very quickly.
March?
March April? Or April. I think April.
I think Doug's is March and Tom's saying April.
Well, I guess stay tuned for the construction update for more information on phase three.
Ooh, I love that. Great transition out. Well, thanks, Katie, so much. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. See ya.